Hello and welcome. You're watching Tip TV Finance and me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And with us in the studio is Matt Brown, independent market strategist. Matt, it's good to have you with us today.
Good to be here.
So let's start off with a bumper week for banks, looking at the results of 2016. Yep. So who are the winners? Most of them?
Well, hopefully. RBS are up 5% today. They've indicated that profits could be up in 2018. But, you know, obviously we're 2017. Yeah. But we could see some big winners here. If interest rates go up as well, banks should make money, finally.
So Royal Bank of Scotland, but for 2016, they're not up. Surely they're going to see 9 years of losses, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they've been bad numbers. They really should be making money in this market. I mean, hopefully interest rates go up, but I fathom to think why banks aren't making money. Well, why aren't they, Zach?
Well, maybe technology's changed, and it's this fintech thing, the buzzword of the moment, that maybe that's hurting them. I suppose having low inflation has obviously not been good for banks. Mm-hmm. Probably not giving any money to savers probably hasn't any interest on deposits hasn't helped them either.
I think all the PPI claims haven't really helped either, and they're sort of coming to an end now. So maybe that's why
fiddling, LIBOR fixing and you know, currency fixing, all those things. So they probably haven't helped too much either. But hopefully, it's all behind us.
If I draw a line under it, onwards and upwards for the banks, yes. We'll see towards the end of the week when they start reporting.
Absolutely. Okay, let's look at the slides. Mm-hmm. So first off, we have Kraft Heinz calls off $143 billion mega deal to buy Unilever. That's in USA Today. Well, we've discussed that in some of our interviews a lot, so we won't go into that. So moving on to the next slide. Theresa May expected to air concerns over Vauxhall bid with Peugeot, CEO. So what do you think will come out of that?
Well, I think she's going to throw her weight around a bit. I mean, maybe she was involved in this Kraft deal, and I'm sure some politicians were whispering in certain ears. Theresa May wants to be strong on takeovers. She doesn't want to sell off UK PLC. But, you know, it's all about jobs. Can they secure jobs at the Vauxhall plants if they can? I think Theresa May will win. If jobs go, then it will look bad. It will reflect badly on her.
I don't think politicians should interfere in business. They haven't in general, they don't have a clue. Whatever they do tends to be wrong. And in this situation here, you know, the whole point of UK PLC being a booming entity is that there is M&A both ways, and money flows both ways.
Okay, so the next slide. Japan's trade deficit widened considerably last month, exports increasing by 1.3% over the year, fewer cars sold, and imports, mainly oil, growing by 8.5%. This was wider than expected, and it's widest since January 2015, and also the fifth biggest on record.
Yeah, not great for Japan, but it's all about oil. I think oil is up about 45% over the past year in yen terms, and that's really driving this big deficit, and that may continue if oil does go up, so watch out for that.
Okay, moving on. So Britain's poorest households have savings of just £95. Meanwhile, that of the wealthiest families increased by 25% last year to a total of £62,885. Note that overall savings as at the end of 2016 were at their lowest in 18 months, caused by a drop in family income to £2,006, the lowest in 2 years, and that's according to City AM. So not good news there for the jams.
No, certainly, and it's going to get worse if we see inflation go up. Again, oil and food prices. The jams, they're just about managing will suffer on the back of that.
I think it's scandalous. I think it's absolutely, it's worse than the Victorian times. And I can't believe that there's nobody saying anything.
Yeah.
Well, City AM saying something, but next slide. Economic calendar. So not a great deal happening there, Matt.
No, it's due out at 3 o'clock. Only big news today. The US and Canada are shut for President's Day, so I think the market will probably trade sideways in the afternoon. There's no big news bar the EU Finance Committee meeting in Greece. That may get some more traction with the headlines, but really, macro front, quiet day today.
Mm. Okay, so let's move on to the Forex.
Well, the big changes there, I suppose, dollar yen more bullish on that. It has rebounded from around the 112 area, just below that 111.50. So that makes sense. Euro dollar, it is pushing higher. The markets are going higher as well, equity markets. So there's a bit of a, normally it's euro dollar up and the DAX down, let's say. So that's a bit strange. And pound edging more bullish. It's holding its 50-day moving average around $1.24. So that's the technical, I think, basis for People going more bullish of cable.
Okay, so moving on to our trade of the day.
Well, it makes sense for me. Double bottom there. We had a gap to the upside at the end of the last month on Greencore, and also that trend line broken as well. So buy around £2.49, objective 2.62. Stops below 2.44 looks like a reasonably non-volatile, decent trading idea.
Okay, so next slide. So broker recommendations, Zach.
Well, here, normally I'm normally taking pot shots at the brokers. In this case, it looks like they've done that quite well themselves, shooting themselves in the foot. JP Morgan, rather than admitting that after the fifth profits warning, that Cobham is actually a sell, or they should have been in sell mode, they just lowered their target. On Pearson, I read in the Investors Chronicle last week, I paid £4.80 for that. I can't believe.
£4.80?
It's now £4.80. I can't do the math on how you can have such an expensive publication.
Incredible.
But it's presumably steady for rich investors. Pearson there was formerly the owner of Investors Chronicle. The headline in the magazine, or one of the stories there, was The Death of the Textbook.
Yep.
And I was wondering whether, when Pearson actually owned the Investors Chronicle, whether that headline would have appeared. But maybe that we will never know. But it does look like Pearson is struggling. Digital learning and digital, who buys a book these days?
Yeah, all online.
Especially young people. So. Yeah. So that's the end of that one. So sell rating from Berenberg and Liberum looks correct. And then on Rightmove, one of the success stories amongst second line stocks there, a platform for estate agents. But I think that estate agents themselves can just come up with their own website, and doesn't really make any, that aggregator thing may have.
Well, no, they need Rightmove, because obviously Rightmove is usually the first port of call for people who are buying houses. They don't go to individual estate agents anymore. It's purely to Rightmove. So,
so either Rightmove is going to clean up. Well, then, so why do you need an estate agent? Why doesn't just everybody go directly through
it? Ron's life would be a lot better without them.
Yes, I mean, it would be a great loss, obviously, to humanity if we lost estate agents.
Very sad loss.
So you really want to go about selling your house, showing people around. You'll know the price to put on it, Zach.
Okay.
They do play quite a role.
Okay, well, I'm sure lots of the viewers will agree with that.
No comment.
There you go. Well, on that pleasant note, we shall finish there. So, Matt, thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Brown there, who is an independent market strategist. And coming up next, we have our proactive investor shares of the day.